Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump remains a fixture in politics. And I would say, unlike most presidents, because typically the president leaves office, in this case gets cheated out of office in a coup, and in theory he would just go away. And that's the courtesy that presidents tend to give the new person coming in. But Donald Trump's like, nah, I'm a big baller. I'm still the president. And despite not having policy, the ability to impact policy in a normal way, Donald Trump remains a political player, major political player. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Now, I know there are people out there, and I don't get them. Kevin, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like his style. I talked to governors a week ago, and they would tell me point blank, you know, I just don't like his style. I don't like his style. I don't like his style. I'm like, wow. Is that what we're into? I have to like your style before I want to actually do something with you. That's like saying I have a coach and he goes, 14-0 during the regular season and then wins me the Super Bowl or whatever the number of games they play. But I don't like his style. I think he's too gruff with his players, or I think he's too this or he's too that, or I don't like a CEO, even though he's ruthless and he makes us lots of money. I mean, I invest in this company, makes us lots of money, but I don't like his style. See, I don't know many people who give a crap about style when you're getting results. Now, I'm not saying go be all Sandusky on it and be a pedophile or do something stupid. But I'm saying, have you ever met somebody gruff and you go, let me give you my example. Sheriff Joe. He was an idol of mine and still is to a degree. So one time I got the opportunity to meet him and I was excited. I was like, I want to meet this old coot, you know. And I go to meet him, and he's got this look on his face like, who the heck are you? And he's scowling at me. And I'm like, hey, Sheriff Joe, big fan. I put my hand out. He's not hesitant, but, he's like, what? You're bothering me. And he reminded me of, some old fart that I happened upon his land while fishing. And he's like, what are you doing fishing on my land? And it was funny because after that point, I was like, well, I can't say I'm a fan of Sheriff Joe anymore. However, it doesn't diminish any of the things that he did. I love when Sheriff Joe put those inmates in pink diapers or make them, I don't know if it was pink diapers, but he made them wear diapers. And he turned off the AC. And he made them and built a tent city, etc. I absolutely love that he did that. And now that I live in Arizona, and they were, it's 100 and something degrees, not in the shade. Arizona is actually comfortable at 100 degrees in the shade. I'll tell you guys something. It was 85 degrees the other day, and many of us Arizonans, we will wear a hoodie, like a sweat top, because it's kind of chilly. Anyway, going back to the whole personality thing. I think it's idiotic for people to say, I don't like Trump's style. Did you like the results? Did you like the results? It's like the soup Nazi in Seinfeld. A perfect example. You want soup? Order now. And people would, they order. But why did they order? Why did they go there when there was the soup Nazi? Because it was so good. It was the result. It made you go, you know what? I don't really care that the dude is a Nazi. I know you got to go in there and come correct. You can't get in there and be like, let me think about it a minute. And you want soup. You know what you want. And I think that pop culture has a way of conveying these things and making us understand it. And here's what I keep coming back to this thing of, why do I want to go out and do this unapologetically American comedy tour? It's to highlight these inconsistencies. It's to show people that, you think you're thinking a particular way, but when guys that are very observant, comedians, point to stuff, they show you the error of your ways. I talked the other day about political correctness. I'm like, oh, that's not politically correct. So therefore, it's what? Politically incorrect? So if I use the word, midget, and we were having this discussion the other day in the clubhouse, if I use the word midget, that's politically incorrect, right? So in somebody's eyes. Why? Because midgets say, well, I'm offended by it. It's the M word. It's the equivalent of the N word, et cetera, et cetera. It's a word. It's a word. It's a description. So now they want to be called little people. And I guess we have to use the M word. I think that's ludicrous. Now, this is probably not the best example, but I think you get what I'm saying. You know, we want to change things. Because, you know, people get upset about it. And here's what I like. I like people to say, look, I understand midget might offend you, but there are midgets and there are dwarfs. It's the way I've learned how to reconcile it in my head. If you're offended, you know what? There are many people in the world, 7.6 billion of them. I don't need to be one of your friends. Now, see, that's me in terms of what am I going to deliver on the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. I'm going to tell you this. If I offend you, there's a lot of people in the world. Go be friends with them. Because see, what I am going to be with you is I'm going to be real. And if you don't want to bring your midgets around me, particularly your Guatemalan midgets, don't do it. That'll prevent everybody from having to go to blows. Because I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to say the things that I want to say the way that I say them. And here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Am I going to please you 100% of the time? Heck to the no. Ask me if I give a crap. No, because you don't please me 100% of the time, and I overlook your peccadilloes. So if I can overlook yours, you can overlook mine. That's how friendships work. That's how business partnerships work. In fact, in many cases, that's why they thrive, and that's why relationships work. You're not looking for 100% agreement. Anyway, going back to Trump, major political player. He's got a book. It comes out 24 hours. It sells $1 million. And here's what this article says. Sales of President Trump's first post-Oval Office book have skyrocketed, sailing past $1 million in the first 24 hours. His new publisher, Winning Team, love that, said the sales of Our Journey Together crossed $1 million in the first 24 hours after secrets revealed Trump's new project. They also said over 9,000 hard copies had been pre-ordered. So anyway, the rest of that's arbitrary. It's this. How popular must you be to do this? I don't know. I've never sold $1 million worth of books in my life, much less in a 24-hour period, and I've got 3 bestsellers. Now, I haven't come close to $1 million. My books are amazing. I think they are. Certainly, my first one is a really good read. I mean, I think they all are, but the first one is my baby, okay, because it's the first book I wrote. I love it. I just love it. I don't know what to say. I just love it. But anyway, I think it's about his popularity. If Joe Biden writes a book right now and they put it on the market, if he doesn't sell to people that are trying to pump up the numbers, Joe Biden couldn't sell 1,000 books. Because here's the reason. Nobody gives a crap about Joe Biden. I'm going to leave it there. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What did you make of the President of the United States calling you a white supremacist?
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement.
That's not a small thing to be called that.
No, it's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
What, I mean, why do you think, and it's not simply Biden who said that. It's a lot of people on television have said that. A lot, dozens of people have said that. I'm sorry to tell you in case you haven't seen it.
It's actually quite hysterical how nobody can go back and look at the facts of the case. He crossed state lines. False. He's a white supremacist. False. None of that is true. And the lies that they can just get away with spreading is just sickening, and it's a disgrace to this country.
That was Kyle Rittenhouse being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to
the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, by the way, I want to give a shout out to Bonnie, who listens to the program, downloads it. She's one of the people that I met when I went to a cigar event in Florida. What an amazing young lady. Bonnie sends me notes all the time. I don't get always have a chance to follow up on it, but I love the notes, and I love that she's plugged in and always looking to help. So thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate the notes. I appreciate the text, and I will do my best to get to some of the stuff. But you are one of my fans in the sense that you're engaged. And I know there are many others out there, including my number one fan. I won't keep singing Andy's praises and his lovely wife. I think her name is Alicia. Alicia? But I'll get that right eventually. But I do appreciate folks that appreciate our work. And because it would be different if it was for ideology. Like, oh, man, I'm a big deal. I don't think of myself as a big deal at all. But I do think of the things that we say here, the things that we're trying to convey is a big deal. Because it arms people with the right information for them to go out and fight this battle. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this isn't some basketball game where we win this season, they win next season. This is your life. And the decisions you make and the confrontations that you decide to engage in or not engage in are critical. And you can't let these leftists think that they're winning the battle against us. I mean, that's why the Rittenhouse verdict was very important. And that's why the leftists are screaming. I mean, they're struggling with this because they're so used to winning when they shouldn't be winning. And they're like, this is an outrage, you know, Sharpton and Van Jones and all of them. I can't believe that there's no justice. And the sad part about it is they can't sell it because this white kid, who's a good kid, I mean, he's a very good kid, kills three white people. And even though that happened, they're selling it, man. Oh, but despite that, we must look at the bigger picture. It could have been black people. It could have been Guatemalan midgets that he killed. Yeah, he could have killed them. So I just want to say, don't come across the border, Guatemalan midgets. You're in danger. This white boy out here crazy. I'm cracking myself up. Oh, man. I'm just trying to figure out what the strategy session was like when all these silly racist Negroes got together. How we going to sell this one, y'all? Well, Red Mal, I don't know. Could we spread a rumor that them white boys was black? And believe it or not, there were articles. And my friends from Europe said, Kevin, I thought the guys that you shot were black. I said, no, they were white. What? Yeah, they were white. You got to be kidding. All the press over here says that you're black. I said, they're not black. They're white. So y'all go look it up. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. So they were reporting that they were black. And what's funny is I've even had people in the States say, you know, when I talked to one of my lefty friends, they think the dudes that were shot were black. And then they find out they were white and they're like, whoa, how can it be a white supremacist when he's shooting up white folks? Right. Look, I don't know if you have a comedic mind or all or a hypocritical mind, but it's not a stretch to understand that you can't call somebody a white supremacist when there are white people shooting other white people. That's insane. I guess Bundy was a white supremacist because I think he killed mostly white co-eds, didn't he? Whoa. Insane. So anyway, Rittenhouse goes on. He does this interview and he says, Mr. President, which I would have said, Joey Demento, if I have one thing to say to you, you know, and what's funny is he's alluding to, Rittenhouse is alluding to what is the next step for him. What was the kids that CNN had to pay off? What was his name? Like Sandy something? Sandifert? Or anyway, the kid the Indian dude was right in his face yelling at him and the kid didn't do anything and they demonized him. Y'all know who I'm talking about. They demonize this kid, and he wins a major lawsuit, an undisclosed amount of money from CNN. But let's just put it this way. He doesn't need to sell records to get the chicks. The dude has got a lot of money now. So I'm glad that he got money. And I'm hoping, I said this earlier, I hope Rittenhouse breaks the bank. I hope that every single publication that called him a white supremacist, that alluded to it, every single host that said it, including we played this Tiffany, what's her name, this black chick that called him a white supremacist. What did she call a little white supremacist?
Ellie, I'm disgusted at what I'm seeing. It's not just this trial, it's other trials. But this in particular, the fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets to walk the streets freely, it lets you know these people have access to instituting laws. They represent the legislative branch of this country. What are we to make of that?
I don't know what to make of it, but I know this. I would be, she'd be top on my list to be sued. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I love how, I don't know if you guys, I didn't see the whole interview, but I read transcripts of it. And Rittenhouse essentially said, I have good lawyers who are looking into this. Defamation of character, libel. This is, well, it's not, there's some libelous people, like probably the Washington Post and the New York Times, people that were printing this. But the slander of Joe Biden. And so my question was, can Kyle Rittenhouse sue Biden? Because I'd love to see that. He should be suing Joe Biden for alluding that he was a white supremacist. And because that's so, and I'm not going to say Biden got the thing started, but because I'll be honest with you, I think Biden was given a talking point and he said it. And then people ran with it. But let me tell you this. Kyle Rittenhouse, I'm going to make a prediction, is going to become a multimillionaire before he turns 19 years old. The people who are going to be settling lawsuits with him is going to blow your mind. Now, me personally, I hope he doesn't settle. I hope he puts some journalists out of business. I hope he cleans their clocks and puts their lights out. How many other fight metaphors can I give you? But I hope he decides, I'm not just going to make this about the money.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time in 3 weeks, gas prices are below $3.40 a gallon. AAA showing the national average for regular is down a half cent, just under that $3.40 a gallon mark. This after President Biden announced on Tuesday that 50 million gallons of oil would be released from reserves, to which Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey tells Fox News,
"This isn't going to work. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he releases some oil from that. The swing producers in OPEC can decide to just scale back what they produce to make sure that the prices stay high."
Economic growth in the United States is seeing a slight bump. The Commerce Department saying the GDP grew by 2.1% between July and September. Officials also noted the continued impact of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Jury deliberations are in their second day in the Georgia trial of the three men charged with killing Ahmed Aubrey. Aubrey shot while running through a Brunswick neighborhood last year. The defendants in the case claim they thought he was a burglar and they were trying to carry out a citizen's arrest. They face life in prison if fully convicted. A federal court ruling is sending shockwaves through the pharmacy industry.
A federal jury in Ohio is finding Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Health responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has ravaged towns and cities all across the nation. The decision marks the first time that a jury has delivered a verdict in a case against the national pharmacy chains. A trial judge will now decide how much the pharmacy must pay in damages. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade set to air tomorrow on NBC. The parade begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, folks, I'm so sick of people like Bill Maher. And I, you know, I went to go when we were doing research for the show, and there's like four or five clips of Bill Maher. He did an interview with Chris Cuomo. And one of them, he talked about, you know, how we separate these kids between, you know, with CRT, how we separate people between vaxxed and unvaxxed. And then there's another clip. Trump will win in 2024. Another one was Biden hasn't stuck the landing. He used a gymnastics reference. And then finally, one I saw said Trump Jr. couldn't have gotten away with what Hunter Biden did. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So I want to thank Bill Maher for telling us, number one, what we already know. But I listened to one of the clips where he says, I told you Trump would continue to be president. And he essentially he says he was right that Trump won the election. Well, Trump did win the election. But Bill Maher, much to Bill Maher's chagrin, Trump is showcasing still being a winner because he's still in the mainstream news. Donald Trump is a thorn in the side of leftists like Bill Maher. Now, here's my problem, and this is my problem with conservatives. We love stories of people that overcome some malady or who are on the other side of an issue that come over to fight with us. We love those stories while we ignore the champions who are already on our side and have never left. And I'll give it to you in terms of a like your phone service. So have you ever had a service where you walk in and it says $50 to all new customers? And you're like, $50 to the new customer? I've been with y'all for 5 years. Why don't you give me $50? Now, Verizon caught on. One of the, I forget who it was, but one of the people caught on to it and said, no, whatever we do for our old customers, we're going to do for, new customers, we're going to do for our existing customers. Now, I can tell you this. It happened to me. Years ago, I had Sprint. And I'd have Sprint for 2 years. And then they'd say, oh, there's a new program where, you know, it's half the price of what I was paying. And I went to Sprint one day. I called them up, or they called me to say, hey, Mr. Jackson, it's time for a renewal or whatever. And I went, you know, it's really funny. You guys have a new special, because generally it's me calling them going, I just found out that there's this going on. Oh, yes, sir, you're right. And I go, well, why didn't you automatically switch me over to the better service? Oh, well, we don't do that. You have to call. And I go, okay, great. So I'm a loyal customer. You automatically bill me. I'm, you know, one of the good guys. I'm playing by the rules, yada, yada, yada. But when somebody new comes, you treat them like the Eagles' new kid in town, right? And they're the most popular, so you're going to give them all the goodies. You do see that that's not good customer service. Well, again, this new, I don't remember who it is, but the girl, AT&T or somebody, they, no, if you're an existing customer, we're going to treat you the same way. Okay, let's go back to politics. I talk about this a lot. We love Democrats who change over. Candace Owens. Candace Owens is amazing, Kevin, and she may very well be. But 3 years ago, Candace Owens was talking smack about you. She didn't get it. Now, I don't know how she was raised, and I'm not mad at her for it. But I'm telling you, the majority of her life, she was against you. And 3 years in, and she may very well be, well, Kevin, the reason why she's a hard fighter is because she knows the other side. Let me tell you something. I know the other side. I've been doing this a long time. I grew up many, many more years than Candace. I'm just using Candace as an example. I have nothing against her. But I have many, many more years experience on the other side than she does. Let me tell you how smart I was. I grew up looking at the other side by way of my family and friends and saying, they're stupid. And I'm never going to be that. And I've spent years honing my skills in the belly of the beast as an avowed open conservative, one of the few in my family, and I'm talking about since I became sentient. From the time of 8 years old, everybody in my family knew I was not a Democrat. I used to talk much smack about Democrats everywhere I went. They probably would have killed me had I not been family. I don't need a conversion. And so we love conversions. We love, Dinesh mentioned, you know, he's an immigrant who came from another country. And, you know, he was talking about Obama persecuting him, you know, for this campaign financing he went to prison for. And he's going, you know, people finally took on my story. I was an immigrant who came to this country, who loved it, who saw some success. And I get put in prison. Well, I'm not an immigrant. I know what it's like. You want to know why? Because I've traveled extensively to other countries and I've seen it, and I bring back the reports and I go, you know what? I was right. I've been right all along. I paid attention in class. I knew it. I knew we had the best system of government, and I proved it. I went to other places. I lived in China. I lived in France for a while. I traveled all these countries, and everywhere I went somewhere, I went, thank God I'm an American. So we got Bill Maher. And people, oh man, well, Bill Maher, you know, he's a total lefty, but he's agreeing with us. I don't give a crap if Bill Maher agrees with me. Is that what you need for validation? Do you need Bill Maher or some former Democrat to tell you, oh my gosh, look, many of you who listen to my program, you've never been a Democrat. You were like me. You're not that stupid. And I know that may offend some people, but I don't really care. Thomas Sowell, who's one of my idols, Thomas Sowell was a Marxist, and he converted. You know what? As much as I adore Thomas Sowell, there was a period in his life when he was more stupid than I was, and that gives me hope. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I admire Dr. Sowell more than you can even imagine, but I'll tell you this. I hold my own because I have my own views of things. I may not put it as eloquently as he does, and I certainly don't have the educational background, formal educational background. But I will put my body of work up against anybody because I've never been that stupid. I already knew, and I was observing things that it took them a long time to figure out. And you know what else? It's kind of like, you know, if I got my black belt 5 years before you. If I'm not stupid, I'm still learning. By the time you get yours, you're a rookie compared to me. I'll never forget when a guy told me, he says, Kevin, when you get your black belt, he goes, you're just going to begin learning martial arts. I went, what? Man, shoot, I get my black belt, I'll be there. He goes, no, you don't get it, son. That's when you start learning. Bill Maher is only beginning to learn. Candace Owens is only beginning to learn. Now, Thomas Sowell, he's been at it a while. He's not just beginning. He knows what he's doing. So, you know, Bill Maher come and tell me, oh, you know, this critical race theory is this stupid thing. No, as we say, no crap, Sherlock, except we use a different word. Or we say, no crap, Dick Tracy, where'd you park the squad car? Yeah, don't tell me what I already know. Trump will win in 2024. Hey, Bill, memo to you. Trump won in 2020. And Bill Maher goes on to say, the reason why Trump will win is because there's a bunch of zealots and they believe in Trumpism. And he's criticizing us for the idea that Trump will win. And, you know, he blames Democrats because he says, you guys have gone too far. Bill Maher doesn't even understand, because he's so close to his stupidity, that Democrats have been going too far for decades. He knows they cheat. He and Michael Moore both said Trump would win in a landslide in 2020. And now he wants to take credit. Oh, I told you Trump would win. He doesn't believe Trump won legitimately. He's saying Trump is winning metaphorically. No, Trump won legitimately. I'm willing to say it because I know it's true. Then he says Biden hasn't stuck the landing. Hey, Bill, another memo to you. Biden couldn't stick the landing if you gave him 10 lifetimes. He's an idiot with brain damage who's had 47 years to stick landings. And you know what he does? He keeps falling flat on his face. And his final point, Trump Jr. can't get away with what Hunter Biden did. Wow. Welcome to the party, pal. We all know that. Let me tell you, Donald Trump couldn't get elected if Donald Jr. had done what Hunter Biden did. He would be completely obliterated, and rightfully so. And certainly, if the apple didn't fall too far from the tree, Don Jr. was financing Papa, the big guy, with the money that he's getting in. There's a new report about Hunter Biden and what he might be involved in with the Chinese, with a cobalt mine. How his company orchestrated that. Look, guys, I'm sick of us putting our faith in these conversions. We put our faith in people that have melodic voices or who come on TV and spit out lines written for them by other people. I don't have any respect for actors and entertainers and people who can't critically think like we do. Let's stop exalting them. How about that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got a lot to talk about today, oh baby. Yeah, your Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. But, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the second hour. And why shop when you can loot? I like that that particular subject. We've already touched on Kyle Rittenhouse a little bit. And Bill Maher, man. I'm sick of people elevating knuckleheads like Bill Maher.
Oh, well, Bill Maher, he's on our side now.
Really? Think about it. Do you really want Bill Maher on your side?
Oh, Kevin, he speaks to millions of people.
Okay, fine. Bill Maher wakes up every now and then and gets something right. Who cares? There are some of us who get it right a lot more than Bill Maher. And I don't have a TV show. And I'm just speaking about me, but while we're on the subject of me. But being honest, look, if I had a show opposite of Bill Maher, you wouldn't even know that clown's name. Now, I'm not vying for it. If I wanted one, if that was my goal and my focus, I'd get one. But because I'm busy. I'm busy saving the republic. But I'm just saying, if we're doing a show right now, we're writing a show for Brad Stein, who's one of the comedians that's going to be going on tour with me. And Brad's a genius. Brad, Tim, and myself could all have TV shows, and you'd watch every... If we had back-to-back-to-back shows for an hour each, you wouldn't even know Fox News existed. Clever, clever people that really know how to make people understand stuff at a deep level. But
Bill Maher, man, woo, look at he's on our side. He said something finally that makes sense.
Wow, the broken clock theory, twice a day the dude is right, and
look at that.
There are people like me that are out there, I'm right, dang near 24/7. Oh, man, that's not even what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about Joe Biden. He's a trombone player with a pager. He's waiting for somebody to say, come be part of the band. The eternal optimist. Let me tell you something. Even Dominion can't manufacture the number of votes it will take to cheat Biden into a second term. Because the jig is up. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm the one bragging about Kevin Jackson. Why shouldn't I? You're here. If that says anything, and you're bright, you're smart, you're good-looking, you're all that in a bag of chips, fries do go with your shake. So why shouldn't we all be congratulating ourselves for being here? The good Lord put us here in this moment so we could fellowship and learn more about each other. And let me tell you something. I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to deliver. You're going to get the price of admission. I'll just leave it at that. By the way, there is a little place on our website where you can donate if you want to support what I do. Or you can go to the Flick Fest, like a lot of my good friends, and they sign up to see our movies. And because we're in the process of trying to get the funding to do our app. But when we get that TV app done, oh, lordy, lordy, it's good. Katie bar the door. We are putting the Hollywood on notice and leftism on notice. We must win the culture back. We must bring the culture where there is love. Feel like the Jackson 5. I'll be there. I'll be there to protect you. Anyway, Biden, Joe Biden, he wants to run for re-election in 2024, according to Jen Psaki. And they wonder, people are going, is he going to run? I've already given you polls in previous shows that say nobody wants Biden to run. Biden has the desk closest to the door as far as the office is concerned. They want him out. But what can they do? And I would tell you, I feel sorry for the Democrats. I have zero sympathy for these clowns. When you put a demented fool like Biden, let me correct that, an old demented fool. And look, I don't have any problem with old. We're all old, going to get old if we, or God willing, we're going to live long enough. And with that age comes wisdom. There comes, I don't know how you feel about aging, but I was thinking about it the other day. You know, I could run really, really fast in my youth. And I was thinking the other day, dude, you can't run like that anymore. And I don't know why I was thinking this. I really don't. But I just remember thinking, Kev, you will never run the 100 meters and the speed that you ran it with that would just light people's eyes when they see these little legs turning over like the Roadrunner, right? And but I remember thinking, okay, that ship has sailed.
It isn't going to happen. You just, it's, I guess, like when we lose certain auditory, you know, frequencies, and you get more deaf and deaf and deaf as you get old, and they have the phones now that only the kids can hear, and you can't see it, or when you put on your, you're looking at something and you can't read it, and you got to look for some readers, or else you flatly can't read it. I won't say I enjoy it and that I'm accepting of it, but you just, here's what your mind says. There's nothing you can do about it. So get over it. Now, there is a little bit you could do about it. You know, you could do LASIK. And I love modern science. It's let us to extend ourselves in various ways. Botox and butt lifts and breast enhancements and liposuction. And all. We can fake people into believing that Mother Nature has left us alone. Okay, but in reality, it hasn't. There are things that I know I can no longer do. But there are certain things on a mental level that I embrace. What I lose on the physical level, I get on the mental level. And here's the problem with Biden. Biden has lost it physically, but he's also lost it mentally. Because I'm going to make you a prediction. I think I've already done it, but I'll do it again just in case. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee in 2024, and he doggone Skippy will not be president in 2024. I'm going to make you those bets. Anyway, Psaki went on to say, that's his intention. He intends to run again.
The Washington Post reported over the weekend that Biden and his closest advisors have been reassuring allies in recent days that he plans to seek a second term.
That report followed a Politico piece last week about positioning among other Democrats who may be interested in running for president should Biden decline to run for re-election. Let me tell you what the biggest problem the Democrats may have if Biden decides to run. He may be the first sitting president, I mean resident, because he's not a legit president, in a long time to actually get competition. I wouldn't be surprised. So here's what they say.
While Biden's plans for 2024 could change over the next 2 years, sources close to Biden have maintained since he took office in January that he would campaign for a second term.
I'll believe it when I see it. Because let me tell you what. I've watched Biden over the past few years. Go look at any interview he had when he was, you know, in his 50s, for example. And look at him now, and he looks like a punch drunk Muhammad Ali. I swole before like a butterfly and sting like a bee. That's what he sounds like in comparison. And I'm going to tell you, look, I'm not 80. I'm not 70-something years old. But I tell you this, I've seen enough of them. I've watched them degrade. Very quickly, my grandfather, I'll give you a perfect example. My grandfather was a healthy dude until, I mean, he was like mid-80s when he died. But he was healthy. He was all there mentally and physically. And in a period of a year, my grandfather went from healthy mentally and physically to a shell of himself. It was months. I remember going to see him in the hospital. They said he, because he was giving the nurses trouble. And I went to see him, and he gets out of bed. Oh, okay. He starts getting out of his hospital bed, still with his tubes attached. And I said, "Hey, Daddy Ernest, no, I'm not here to get you out." He, oh, okay, because he was raised in holy H-E double crooked socks, and he wanted to get out. He wanted to go home, and all this. And I said, "No, you can't get out. I'm just here to, you know, hang out with you for a little bit." He was, "Oh, okay," and he settled down. My family knew. My grandfather, I hate to say it this way, but I was the only person, I shouldn't even say this because this is not totally true, but academically, my grandfather respected me. He thought I was the smartest guy he ever met in his life, which could be true. But my grandfather loved my mother because of her intellect, and I was just like her. And my grandfather, he just doted on it. You know, he doted on my opinion on things, except he was a Democrat. He never changed that. But my grandmother called me and said, "Hey, he only wants to see you. You're the only one who can make him stay in the hospital." So I went back there and I said, "Hey, you got to stay here." Well, he ended up dying about a week later because they amputated his leg and yada, yada, yada. Those of you who know the story. But the point is, he was gone mentally and physically, and it came on quickly. And Biden's already gone. So you can imagine what to expect from this dude over the next year. I mean, I really have trouble believing Biden can survive an entire term. And I certainly believe this. Democrats don't want him a second term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.